an underage party blows up.
There was a fist fight.
His friend punched one of my friends. That's the whole reason he tried to kick him out.
They couldn't handle their alcohol.
Were you drinking?
Yes.
And couldn't control themselves.
I saw him hit me with a bottle on the right side of my head. I have pictures here.
The plaintiff stood up, tackled me into a garage door.
His friends hit me over the head with the bottle and sliced me across the face with the bottle.
I'm not sure who the troublemaker is.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 19-year-old Jason Benia is suing 21-year-old Amir Akkad for assaulting him at a party.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 9 on the calendar in the matter of Bonilla versus Akkad.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
How old are you, Mr. Bonilla?
I'm 19 years old, ma'am.
And where do you live?
I live in Pomona, California.
What do you do?
I work at a pizza place, and I go to school. I deliver pizza. The reason I'm going to school right now and working is because I had a scholarship for football, but I got hurt, so I'm trying to get back into it.
On what night did you have this altercation that resulted in your being allegedly assaulted by the defendant?
It was January 29th.
Of 2011?
2011, yes, ma'am.
Were you drinking? Is not an answer.
It was a 21st birthday party. I took a sip.
Listen to me. Watch me. Were you drinking?
Yes.
See how easy that was?
Yes.
At what time had you started drinking?
I got there late. I got there at 11.
Listen to me. I want you to understand that I raised now 5 children past their 19th birthday. And I'm involved with one grandchild who has passed his 19th birthday. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
So on Saturday night, the 29th of January, what time did you and your buddies start to drink?
11:30.
Where?
It was at the birthday party.
Whose birthday party?
It was Marcus' 21st birthday party.
What were you drinking?
I drank a beer. Less than a beer. I had work that night, so.
And then what happened?
Then I was with my girlfriend, hanging out with my girlfriend. She told me that there was chaos outside. I run around.
She told you that what?
That there was something going on outside with my friends. I run outside. Clearly, my friends are outnumbered. Clearly outnumbered, like the whole party was.
How many people did you arrive with?
I went with my girlfriend.
So just the two of you went?
Yes. And I met with my friends there.
How many of your friends were there?
4. 4 of my friends.
And how old were your friends?
They are a year older than me. Some my age.
19 and 20?
Yes, ma'am.
All underage?
Yes, ma'am.
Drinking? Were they at the party first?
Yes.
So they were there before you got there?
Yes, they were.
Girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Up and over. Your name is?
Michelle Alcantar.
Michelle, you saw something going on outside at the party?
I overheard his friend Alex going outside, and they were getting into an argument, and they said they were going to take it outside.
You overheard his friend Alex getting into an argument with whom?
I have no idea who the guy was.
Somebody who?
His friends.
He was getting in an argument with me.
So one of your friends was getting into an argument with you?
Correct.
And who are you?
I'm Jason Bornay, the owner of the house.
Jason, you own the house, and why was his friend getting into an argument with you?
His friend punched one of my friends in the face, so I asked him to leave. I escorted him. It happened in the backyard. So I escorted him out to the front yard, asking them to leave.
When you say escorted him, you grabbed him?
No, he was walking with another friend of his, and I walked him out through the side of the back door into the front yard. And they're right then and there, they say they were going to leave.
You mean the two guys together?
Yeah, and a couple scattered their other friends. This was even before 11 o'clock, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
What time was it?
Probably like 10:45, going on to 11.
Okay. So you had asked a couple of his friends to leave?
Correct.
And you overheard something?
It was not like that.
Tell me what you heard.
It was way more chaotic than that.
When you say it was way more chaotic, tell me.
Not. I escorted him to leave. No, they were being verbally abusive. We're gonna fight.
Can I say something as well?
No. I have the owner of the house telling me that he's kicking out of a party two guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I got so far. And there's no quarrel with the fact that he was the proprietor, either the renter or the owner of the house. Is that right?
Right.
So he has a right to tell anybody to leave that he wants to. So he was telling your two friends to leave.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I don't care how he was saying it. I assume that he was not saying it nicely because I assumed there was some problem.
He just walked them
out. So you went inside, found him, and told him that there was trouble outside?
Yes.
And what did you do, Mr. Bonilla?
I went outside to go take a look at it.
And what did you find when you went outside?
Someone I never seen before. It wasn't him. Someone I never seen before. He was verbally, you know, coming at me, you know, disrespecting me. And he
No, don't tell me. It's important that even though it's hearsay, it creates the moment. This person that you don't know and that's not here said what to you?
Do you want me to say the exact words?
Yes.
Yes, he said, you get the out of here. Take all your friends and leave.
Okay. So somebody else was telling you.
Yes.
And your friends to leave.
Exactly. And
got
that is what I did.
Just a second. Somebody was telling you and your friends to leave.
Yes.
And then what happened?
And then he continued to walk towards me. And this was on the street already. It was not in his property. This was on the street. He continued to walk towards me.
This person who you don't know.
That I don't know. He continued to walk towards me. I tried to back up. You know, I wasn't really trying to fight. And then he got closer to me, so he swung, and I protected myself. That's when I saw...
When you say protected yourself, he swung. He swung.
Hmm?
How did you protect yourself?
I hit him.
You hit him?
Yes, ma'am.
So he swung and missed.
Yeah, he missed.
And you hit him.
Yes.
What happened?
One second.
What happened next, Mr. Bonilla?
On the corner of my right eye, I clearly see Amir sprinting, and I clearly saw him hit me with a bottle on the right side of my head. I have pictures here, and I have the medical bills, whatever you want to see.
I don't want to see anything yet.
Okay.
So you punched this person.
Yes.
Where did you punch him?
In the face.
And what happened when you punched him?
She fell back.
Did he fall onto the ground?
Yes.
And so you punched him in the face.
Yes.
He fell to the ground.
Yes, ma'am.
This person who was telling everybody to leave.
He told me specifically.
He told you specifically to leave. And then after you punched this person to the ground, and you don't know who that person was, whether he owned the house or whether he didn't own the
house. He didn't live there. I know that.
He didn't live there.
No.
Then you saw this man come up to you out of the corner of your eye.
Yes.
And hit you with a bottle.
Yes.
And that's why you're here.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's not what happened.
Ball is in your court.
All right. On January 29th, during the birthday party, there was a fight in the backyard with his friend and one of my friends. My witness, Jason, over here, the owner of the house, walked them out through the side of the house, and I saw everybody just following them because...
You mean everybody...
Like, everybody in the backyard that was around where the initial, like, fight happened.
There was a fist fight.
Yeah, his friend punched one of my friends. That's the whole reason he tried to kick him out.
Yeah.
And he tried to kick him and all his friends out, everybody that was causing problems. As soon as they got to the street, his friend took his shirt off and turned around and tried to fight my friend Jason right here. And when that happened, my friend that I was walking out with ran out to the middle of the street. And first thing, as soon as he stepped onto the street, the plaintiff over here hit him a couple times, got on top of him when he was on his back and was punching him. That's where I ran up and I punched him. I did not use a bottle.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Can I show you a picture, ma'am, please? You tell me, you can tell me that a fist can do this? I'll show you the picture.
I saw him hit him with a bottle.
What were you doing out in the street?
Watching my boyfriend, of course.
Sit.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jason Bonilla says fellow partygoer Amir Akkad hit him over the head with a bottle. Amir claims he punched Jason when he saw him fighting his friend.
Go ahead.
I punched him. The plaintiff stood up, tackled me into a garage door. We were in the corner of the garage door. We were exchanging blows till we got separated. And that's where the fight ended for me. The cops came right after and I went home. I have no idea what happened with him after that.
Well, his friends initiated the fight because it all started by the time when I walked out the street with his friends, hit me over the head with the bottle and sliced me across the face with the bottle.
Yeah, throughout
that's
the whole
when the fight broke. And by that time, it was already like 14 on one.
Throughout the whole
he
time,
he had more than friends than what he said.
Left and right. There was multiple bottles being thrown up in the air. He got hit twice with bottles.
Mr. Bonilla.
Yes.
How old was Marcus?
Marcus, it was his 21st birthday. Can I say my side of the story now? Because that's completely false.
You just told me your side of the story. You told me that you were walking outside, somebody followed you, somebody that you didn't know, came up to you. Let me repeat what you told me.
Yeah, I understand what
you said. Just a second. Yeah. You understand what you told me. I let you tell your side of the story, then I let them tell their side of the story. So now I have to decide who I believe.
Can I show you a picture, ma'am, please? You tell me, you can tell me that a fist can do this? I'll show you the picture.
I saw him hit him with a bottle. I did.
What were you doing out in the street?
Watching my boyfriend, of course.
Sit. No, stand. As a matter of fact, I have another couple of questions for you. Take your hands out of your pockets. Where was your boyfriend when you went inside and told him that there was trouble outside?
We were in the backyard.
What was he doing when you went
just
over to
there.
Tell him that there was trouble outside?
Just hanging out there.
He was just there doing nothing.
He was there when the first fight happened.
Just a sec.
This was
just
before
a second. So let me understand. There's chaos going on outside.
Yes.
You came with your boyfriend.
Yes.
Why would you want to get him involved in what's going on out front?
Those are his friends, and we're going to tell them to leave.
Now
let's
sit.
Leave.
Your Honor, his defendant that you see right there clearly told my mom and my sister that it was his friend that hit me with the bottle.
Just a second.
That's a lie.
Just a lie. 1 second.
So how do I find out where you live?
Obviously, because you're at my house at the party, you just showed up.
Mr. Bonilla.
Come on, man.
Mr. Bonilla.
Yes, ma'am.
Listen to me carefully, sir. What he says was that you just didn't punch this guy once and he fell back.
I didn't hit him on the ground. I'm clear about that. I did not hit him on the ground. I did not get on top of him and start pounding him.
How many times did you punch him?
I hit him about twice, and he fell.
Oh, well, just a second. First, it was just a second. First, you punched him once, and he fell back. Now, maybe you punched him twice, and he fell back. Which one is it, Mr. Bonilla, once or twice?
Twice. I'm going to go with the larger amount.
Then why did you tell me 5 minutes ago that you hit him once?
I didn't know you clearly wanted me to tell you I punched him twice.
What does it have to do with what I want you to tell me? What I want you to tell me is the truth, not when you get crossed. Now I'm going to take a look at your pictures.
Okay.
Well, that doesn't look like a fist to me.
Thank you.
Now, I'll see your hospital record.
Okay. There's that, and there's the bill that it came out to.
Had you ever seen the defendant before?
Yeah, we all went to school together.
Did you ever have a problem with him before?
He went to a little gathering at my girlfriend's house, and he disrespected my girlfriend, started calling her names, so we kicked him out. About a year ago. Yes, him.
Him?
Yeah.
I told her to calm down, and she was drunk and started yelling at me. That's when him and his friends came and surrounded me, asked me to leave. Her father, who was my football coach, came out and told me to leave, and I just walked away, just like
that. But did you not say it's her house? She has
her
house. Right to tell him to leave, right?
I was leaving.
One.
I was leaving until you took me out.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Somebody got the worst of the deal. Maybe it was Brenton. I don't know. But certainly Brenton isn't here being a crybaby. Just you.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jason Bonilla claims Amir Akkad assaulted him with a bottle during a brawl outside a party.
What's the name of your friend, sir, who he assaulted?
Brenton.
Do you know Brenton, Mr. Bonilla?
No, ma'am.
Had you ever seen him before?
Other than when he bumped into my friend randomly for no reason, no.
What do you mean he bumped into your friend randomly for no reason? When was that?
In the backyard. The reason for the whole fight?
Oh, you see, things are becoming crisp for me now, Mr. Bonilla. So this person that you punched to the ground had an altercation with a friend of yours that you witnessed in the backyard.
Yeah, it was him and some other guy.
Is that right?
Yes.
And how many people were at the party?
There's a lot.
A lot.
Probably like 100, 150.
So of all those people, the person that, what did he do, bumped into?
It wasn't him. He was with the guy that bumped my friend. He bumped my friend for no reason. I was
bumped your
right
friend
there.
For no reason.
His exactly. friend sucker punched my friend.
That was before.
Now sit. You see, what I'm trying to get at, Mr. Bonilla, is sometimes when there's a fight, somebody gets the worst of the bargain. This time, apparently, it was you. Or maybe it was Brenton who you pummeled to the ground. And there had been an altercation that you witnessed before, so there was a reason for you to assault him. There was a reason. And then you got the worst of the bargain by him, who you had had trouble with in the past. But I'm not sure who the troublemaker is. You see, I'm just not positive.
Your Honor,
Mr. Bonilla, I'm not positive who the troublemaker is, because it's clear to me that you assaulted one of his friends and that you were injured during the course of that assault. There's no question about that. I don't believe your girlfriend, by the way. I don't believe your girlfriend that she witnessed you getting hit by a bottle. He may have hit you with a bottle. I'm not sure. Maybe somebody else did. Now, did the police conduct an investigation?
Yes, they made a report in the hospital. The reason...
Just a second. The police conducted an investigation.
Yes.
Did they arrest the defendant?
No. The reason for that is because I didn't say his name, because I didn't want this to get bigger. I understand his friends would probably retaliate against me if I did say his name. I tried to solve it in a helping
manner.
Just
a second. So that my question is, when the police asked you who injured you, you either had to say, I don't know, or I didn't see, or I don't want to say. Those are the three things. You want to tell me what you told the police?
Yes. They asked me, do you want to talk about this? I said, I don't want to say anything.
No, that's not what police say. You want to talk about this. You say, I don't want to say anything. If the police took a report, they took a report of an assault, and they say, who was your assailant? And you either told them, I don't know his name, I didn't see who did it. Which one was it?
I don't know his name.
You don't know his name?
Yeah.
What?
The plaintiff's mom and sister came to my house threatening me, saying that they will call the police if I don't pay the medical bills. They told me they didn't call the police, and they were trying to extort me by saying that if I didn't pay them, then they were going to go to the police.
Who paid Brenton's medical bills, Mr. Bonilla?
Did he have medical bills?
I don't know. I don't know. Do you know? Punched him a couple of times. He fell backwards, according to you, on concrete.
That was self-defense. He was coming
just to say, no, wasn't self-defense. Your girlfriend came inside to get you. It wasn't self-defense at all. You had seen him with his buddy allegedly bumping one of your friends in the backyard for no reason. And there were 100 people at this party, Mr. Bonilla. Somebody got the worst of the deal. Maybe it was Brenton. I don't know. But certainly Brenton isn't here being a crybaby. Just you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, you don't want to fight? You don't like the heat? Stay out of the kitchen.
Your Honor, it's just...
You don't like the heat? Stay out of the kitchen. And if you were doing nothing in the backyard and your girlfriend came in the back and said, you better come outside, there's trouble, somebody who doesn't want to get into trouble says, you know what? If there's trouble going on in the front, I don't want to be there. You and I stay back here. Here there's no trouble. If there's trouble in the front, I don't want to be there. But that's not what you did, if I believe her, which I don't. Which I don't.
Your Honor, I have had headaches since that day. I have had
Listen, that's your problem. Stay out of the kitchen, Mr. Bonilla.
So that makes it right to hit people with
just
bottles?
Just a second. If you are assaulting his friend, and I absolutely believe that you are assaulting his friend, he has the right to get you off.
There's a difference between getting off and hitting someone with a bottle.
I didn't use a bottle.
I got hit in the head with a bottle and slashed
just
in the face.
Sometimes when you get into a brawl, you get the worst of the bargain. This time you did. You don't like the heat? Stay out of the kitchen. I have a feeling that you were not an innocent bystander in all of this, Mr. Bonilla. Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
Yes.
I am wrong that you were an innocent bystander.
Yes, I truly think I was.
You think you were an innocent bystander?
Yes.
You went from the backyard to the front of the house. You assaulted someone, knocked them to the ground, hitting them at least twice, and you're telling me you're an innocent bystander?
So what if it was...
Goodbye, Mr. Bonilla.
Please excuse me, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He was under the influence, obviously.
I didn't hit him with the bottle.
He hit me with the bottle.
He should have left when they got kicked out in the beginning.
I didn't make any eye contact with him.
He didn't try to lie so much in his story, he probably wouldn't have got caught up.
I didn't bother him at all.
Like he did by her.
And he just came and hit me with the bottle.
I hope it's all done now. I wanted it to end that night.
Yeah, I'm just gonna walk by.
But they wanted to take it to court. He came, everything happened, it should end here.